Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW News Radio Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as it's week four of the 2025 NFL season with the Eagles getting ready to visit the also undefeated Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Merrill, yesterday, the weekly press conferences for the Eagles coordinators. Let's start with the coordinator that a lot of people are talking about, offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. What did Kevin have to say about the way the Eagles offense struggled in the first half against the Rams but then picked it up in the second half?
Well, basically, he said they didn't go in saying we want to be conservative. He said that was the situation. That was the way the game turned out. And he said, of course, we were starting very often deep in our own territory. As you know, their average starting point, I think, was the 12-yard line after the kicks went bouncing crazy downfield and the Eagles weren't able to field them cleanly. But he said that was not their intention. He said you always want to be aggressive. That's their aim, to go into every game in an attack mode.
In 2025, there are things that are dissected like they've never been dissected before because of instant replay and social media and DVR and whatnot and so on and so forth. And of course, as I'm sure you've seen by now, there was this exchange on the sideline, it looked like, in the second half, between Jalen Hurts, a little more animated than we're used to seeing, and Kevin Petullo. Was Petullo asked about that? And if so, what did he have to say?
He was. He wasn't even sure what was said during the one that everyone's referring to. He said they're animated. He said they're full of energy. He said that there are always sideline discussions going on, always a lot of talk with Jalen. He said, first of all, he said he and Jalen talk constantly when he comes to the sideline, and then he talks to the offensive lineman. He said he gets great feedback from the players. He said this is an ongoing thing, and you shouldn't read anything into it.
And I'll ask one more about Petullo, and that's, you know, it's three games in, and it hasn't felt like Saquon Barkley has had that Saquon Barkley-type run that we saw last season. What is Petullo's assessment of that?
He says that's just the way they're playing. I mean, they're lining up, putting people in the box. They're forming a wall, and there hasn't been anything there, but that will come. But he's unconcerned. He said when they had to shift into a different mode, they did. And the most important thing is they won. They got it done. The offense started clicking. They made big plays. Hurts was in command all the way, and they won the game.
Merrill, you talked about this a lot during the game and since the game, those bobbled kickoff returns and off of the squib kicks with John Metchie and Tank Bigsby. What did special teams coordinator Michael Clay have to say about the way that the Eagles were receiving kickoff returns Sunday against the Rams?
Well, he said that Josh McCarty did a great job putting them down there. He said he does it better than anybody else. He said it's a knuckleball. He said, but you really have to turn into a shortstop and attack them and come up with them on the short hop. He said you can't let them bounce around. He said, but that's very, very difficult to replicate in practice.
Do you think there should be any concern about maybe the Bucs or future Eagle opponents doing the same thing to the Eagles to try to make their field position less advantageous for them?
Well, the answer to that is yes, but I don't think every team has a kicker who is as proficient at doing that as Joshua Carty. That was the one big thing. He is the guy who's most proficient at that. Not everybody else is.
We'll close with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. What were your takeaways from his press conference yesterday?
Well, he talked about traveling down to Tampa Bay. He said that you can't worry about the heat. He said the Heat is a mindset. You have to be prepared and just go. He said the best thing to do to keep the team from getting worn out, and he's talking about his defense, of course, is to prevent the 8 to 10 play drives. Get them off the field, get the Tampa Bay off the field, 1, 2, 3 and out, or maybe another series, but not long, long time grabbing drives.
I think one of my favorite things that Vic Fangio said this week is you can't take a pill for the Heat.
Yeah.
For the Heat down there.
He said that starts back at training camp, just preparing stuff for that kind of condition.
Merrill, I guess from you, from experience, what's it like calling games in, 90-plus degree heat?
It doesn't bother me, but I don't have to go out there and block and tackle. But the Tampa Bay has been a tough place to win for this team. Don't forget, under Nick Sirianni, they are 1-4 overall. And they're just a tough team. Vic also said great things about Baker Mayfield. He said he's always liked him. He said that Baker Mayfield has been moved around the league quite a bit. He said, but look, he said other teams' general managers make mistakes just like coaches make mistakes. But Baker Mayfield is a terrific quarterback. He's a scrambler. He knows how to find his receivers. He's tough to keep down.
Merrill, good stuff as always. We got Nick Sirianni talking today. We got Jalen Hurts talking later today. And we will dissect those press conferences tomorrow. Always appreciate the time. That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.